जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribara Dhari, Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribara Dhari, Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tera Vanachari, Jamuna Tera Vanachari, Jaya Rama Madhava Kunjambi Hari, Jaya Rama Madhava Kunjabi Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare.
Gaura Premanandi. We're singing this to have a kirtan. That's not Bhagavatam. Jayam, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Today we're going to have a very special verse. It's a verse about Bhagavatam class. We're going to study about what we're doing right now. Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
I can get you
a cup.
Hare Krishna. We have with us His Grace Sankarshan Das Adhikari Prabhu. I'll give a brief introduction to you. How many of you have seen for the first time? Yeah? Some of them have seen for the first time. Okay. I'll give a brief introduction. He appeared in this world in St. Louis in 1947 on the Dashami of the most holy Kartik month. In 1971, he met his spiritual master, His Divine Grace Jasi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And in the same year, he was initiated. And Prabhupada personally, seeing his enthusiasm and sincerity, told him to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. And especially Prabhupada ordered him that you should preach Krishna consciousness and become spiritual master and become a guru and deliver the whole world. So Prabhu has taken that instruction to his heart and he extensively travels and preaches very beautifully all over the world. Last 48 years he has uninterruptedly served Sri Prabhupada's mission in various capacities. In 2000, in recognition of his dedication to Prabhupada, GBC blessed him to initiate disciples. Since then he has been traveling extensively. I heard that in Europe, he was mentioning yesterday that there is a very serious group of following there. And also he comes to India, into Vrindavan, Mayapur, many places he holds camps. Once I was in Vrindavan, they told me in Balram Hall, probably 4-5 days in a series he was holding programs. Lot of devotees stayed there and joining the program. But our good fortune in Pune is that when he came first time, he was very, very inspired seeing the ambience here. And he was telling that I can try coming once more. And then now on an average, we get him 2 times in a year for 1 week each time in Pune. His most special contribution to the people of all the world, I can say, is his email preaching. He has attracted more than 31,000 subscribers from over 100 countries. And he sends a daily inspirational message. And also any of these 32,000 people can write to him. And he gives personal answers, specific answers to their questions. How to become more Krishna conscious. He has a great passion for reaching out Krishna consciousness, which is called compassion. Isn't it? His compassion in his heart is so deep that yesterday when I was talking to him, I said, Prabhu, you are touching 32,000 people across the globe. He said, what is this? This is insignificant. He said, Prabhupada actually told me to deliver the whole world. Whole world includes not only Earth, it includes other planets also. So he said, I want to come a million times again to do the homework of fulfilling the order of my spiritual master. So yesterday night, one boy asked a question to him, that Prabhu, your age is so much, but you, how do you maintain your enthusiasm? He said, who told I am old? So he is always in the youthful spirit of preaching. His good wife, Vishnupriya Mataji, as Prabhu always says, is a very wonderful Krishna conscious companion for him, traveling partner. And she is actually very good in organization and coordination of events for his travel when he goes. And she also gives very good question answers and lectures. Although she remains humble in the background, but she has a very active role in Prabhuji's preaching programs all across the globe. So both of them have been traveling like this and visiting different parts of the world and preaching. And it is our blessing that in Pune, their merciful glance has fallen on us. And they are coming here and giving such wonderful programs here. Yesterday the question answers were so thrilling. Night he sang a couple of poems also, which he has written in English. The Thunde Tandavani Ratim Vithunite verse in Sanskrit, he made it into English. He sang it so beautifully. We have recorded many of his songs in our studio. Soon we will be releasing them once we make the final version. So we would like to welcome both of them to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Temple. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Thank you very much, Radha Shyam Prabhu, for your kind words, compassionate words. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, text number 18. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nashta Prayeshu Abhradeshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki nasta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki nasta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki nasta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Nasta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavad yuttama shloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki nasta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya ladies, Shumadreshu, Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhaktita Masloke, Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki, Shumadreshu. Bhagavata Sevaya Tamas Loke Bhavati Naishtiki Nashva Badreshu Nicham Bhagavata Sevaya Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Nashta destroyed Prayeshu almost to nil Amdadeshu all that is inauspicious Nityam regularly Bhagavata Srimad Bhagavatam or the pure devotee Sevaya by serving Bhagavati unto the personality of Godhead. Uttama transcendental shloke prayers bhakti loving service bhavati comes into being naishtiki irrevocable. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Pativajakacharnja Astatarajadashi Shimaresi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service under the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Purport. Here is the remedy for eliminating all inauspicious things within the heart which are considered to be obstacles in the path of self-realization. The remedy is the association of the Bhagavatas. There are two types of Bhagavatas, namely the book Bhagavata and the devotee Bhagavata. Both the Bhagavatas are competent remedies, and both of them or either of them can be good enough to eliminate the obstacles. A devotee Bhagavat is as good as the book Bhagavat, because the devotee Bhagavat leads his life in terms of the book Bhagavat, and the book Bhagavat is full of information about the personality of Godhead and his pure devotees who are Bhagavatas. Bhagavata book and person are identical. The devotee Bhagavat is a direct representative of Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. So, by pleasing the devotee Bhagavat, one can receive the benefit of the book Bhagavat. Human reason fails to understand how by serving the devotee Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat, one gets gradual promotion on the path of devotion. But actually these are facts, as explained by Srila Naradeva, who happened to be a maidservant's son in his previous life. The maidservant was engaged in the menial service of the sages, and thus he also came into contact with them. And simply by associating with them and accepting the remnants of foodstuff left by the sages, the son of the maidservant got the chance to become the great devotee and personality, Srila Naradeva. These are the effects practically. It should be noted that by such sincere association of the Bhagavatas, one is sure to receive transcendental knowledge very easily, with the result that he becomes fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. The more progress is made in devotional service under the guidance of the Bhagavatas, the more one becomes fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The messages of the book Bhagavat, therefore, have to be received from the devotee Bhagavat, and the combination of these two Bhagavatas will help the neophyte devotee to make progress on and on. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghana Tandita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Lam Yagate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam.
Ah, the person Bhagavata, Prabhupada. Wow. Such an amazing personality, Prabhupada. Only 40 rupees going to America, if you can imagine. It's not enough to be in a taxi cab ride. Just an amazing personality. He had full faith in the order of his Guru Maharaj. I must execute the order of my spiritual master. I may be successful, I may not be successful, but my success is being dedicated to trying to carry out the order of my spiritual master. And because of Prabhupada's fixed determination, I must, even if I die in America, that's all right. But let me go there and try to serve my spiritual master's order. Actually, he practically died, you know, on the ship. He had those heart attacks. He was thinking, if a pain like that comes one more time, I will be finished. But still, he could have gotten, he had a return ticket on the Sindhya, on the Jaladuta, he had a return trip ticket, but he didn't take the return trip. He stayed in America. And Krishna made the most amazing arrangements because he was so determined to serve his spiritual master. No matter what may happen, I must be dedicated to serving that person, Bhagavad. So Prabhupada brought the book Bhagavad, the first canto in 3 volumes he brought to America, and that dedication to the person Bhagavad, his spiritual master. So Srila Prabhupada was always tightly connected with book Bhagavad and with person Bhagavad. So if we want to be successful in our own spiritual lives individually, and we want to be successful in inundating this whole world with Krishna consciousness, all we have to do is follow the example of Srila Prabhupada. Be very, very attached to the book Bhagavad and to the person Bhagavad. That's all. It's a simple thing. Very simple thing. It's interesting, in the verse, it says that by regular attendance, regular attendance in the classes on the Bhagavatam, on rendering a service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome of the heart is almost completely destroyed. You may almost, one may wonder. And then loving service is established. So there's two phases. First of all, you come to the mode of goodness. That means almost destroyed. You first of all get out of passion and ignorance, you come to the mode of goodness, and then from there you go to pure bhakti. This talks about the two different stages here. First of all, coming to the mode of goodness, getting rid of that passion and the ignorance. Of course, even in the mode of goodness, there are slight tinges of passion and ignorance, but they are almost destroyed to nil. But then when they're completely destroyed to nil, that's when you come to the transcendental platform, pure Krishna consciousness. So we understand this philosophy and we apply this philosophy, our lives will become unlimitedly ecstatic, full of light, full of love, full of the most amazing adventures at every minute. It's interesting, this point about regularly attending the Bhagavatam class, how important that is. I remember as a young brahmachari, at that point I was in our ISKCON temple in Atlanta. Very, very nice temple. That's where the headquarters of our scientists at that time, Sarup Damodar, Sataputta, they were headquartered in Atlanta. It was a very interesting temple to be in. Some really interesting classes from Sataputta Prabhu. So it was a very interesting temple to be in. Some weird thing happened. Everybody came down with hepatitis. The whole Brahmachari ashram was laid out on our backs. We were all in the Brahmachari ashram laid out with hepatitis. And it was pretty heavy. And I remember I would drink some water and I would vomit the water. That's how bad it was. If you can imagine, even if you drink water, you vomit the water. It was horrible. We were really, really sick. So our GBC came in. He said, you have to all go to Mangalarti and Bhagavatam class. And we would get up out of our sleeping bags. We didn't take baths, I don't think. We just, you know, just like practically like a drunk, you know, just fumbling our ways, holding onto the stairwell, somehow getting down the stairs, going to the temple and plopping against the wall, you know, and for Mangalarti, and then struggle back up and lay down again in the sleeping bags, and then come down again for Bhagavatam class, you see. But he was very strict. You must attend Mangalarti and Bhagavatam class. And we did that. And now when I read this verse, I know why. You see. RGVC, Balavanta Prabhu, very, very nice devotee. I love him very much. He wanted to see that we would get that awakening of love of God within our hearts. And it actually is effective. If you will be very strict in going to Mangalarti every day, what if your house are living at home and it's too far to come? Well, you have a Mangalarti at home. You can sing Gravastakam prayers of a Mangalarti at home and study the Bhagavatam at home. You see, these two things, Mangalarti and Bhagavatam, they're very, very powerful things. If you will do them every day without fail, you see. You have a lot, you get a lot of power and potency. Recently on the internet, one disgruntled devotee who finds fault with ISKCON's leaders, he was attacking me very heavily. One email, another email, attacking. And I told him, well, I've been coming to Mangalarti and chanting 16 rounds for 50 years. How about yourself? And he apologized for attacking me. You see? If you will actually chant those rounds every day without fail, come to Mangalarti and Bhagavatam every day, you become a powerful spiritual personality. It's a fact. You see? You become empowered Vaishnava preacher. You see? So do yourself a favor, you know, plug into this process. Observe the Mangalarti every day, Bhagavatam, chant those rounds sincerely, begging Krishna, not mechanically, but begging Krishna, please, my dear Lord, please bless me, and my dear Mother Radharani, please bless me with the awakening of Krishna consciousness in my heart, and bless me, I can spread this movement to these suffering souls, you see. If you will chant your japa in that mood, you'll have an amazing spiritual progress just by chanting your rounds. But what if you're not in that mood, and you're just spacing out, you're falling asleep? Well, you can beg to be in that mood. You see? And if you can't beg to be in that mood, then beg to beg to be in that mood. You see? At some level, be a beggar. That's the point. What did Prabhupada call himself in his arrival prayer? An insignificant beggar. So what is our position? If Prabhupada says he's an insignificant beggar, what is our position? We're the beggars of the beggar. Or the beggars of the beggar of the beggar of the beggar of the beggar. You see? So just learn how to beg for the mercy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna will shower his mercy upon you like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. So now we'll take some questions. See what we got here. Guru Mata, you want to do some questions too? Why don't we give the mic to Guru Mata? She can. Is there another mic? Yeah.
She'll come and
sit. You can bring her here. They want you to sit over here, G. Okay. So I'll do the first one here. We can kind of go back and forth here. Double-barreled shotgun. How much minimum hours weekly do you suggest that a devotee should read Prabhupada's books? I mean, 7 hours would be the minimum. Okay, let's see. How to keep us away from the allurement of Maya in the present time, because there is so much material advancement and a lot of gadgets on the internet also. You have to understand, everything amazing and exciting and wonderful in this world is so because it's part of Krishna's potency. If you're attracted to the potency, then understand the potent who is manifesting that potency is even more attractive and more powerful. So whenever you're attracted to something, you have to see where what is the place. And Prabhupada gave us the example. I was with him. Actually, the first time I got to hear Prabhupada give a lecture, it was so wonderful. He came to the airport. He flew in to San Francisco. In those days, there was no security. You could go right into the jet bridge. So Prabhupada came off the jet bridge into 300 devotees chanting and dancing. And the karmis were amazed. They walked into a kirtan. They got off the plane. They went... And Prabhupada was the last one off, it appeared. I was expecting some huge person. He was actually quite short, but he was the biggest person in the whole universe. You see, Jagadguru has now appeared, you see. And then he went straight from the airport to the Ratha Yatra site. He didn't speak a word. He actually stood for a while waiting for the ride to come. Prabhupada was just standing there. There's pictures of this. There's some many photographs of Prabhupada standing there, and devotees are standing. It was a black and white photo, a big group of devotees standing around him. He just stood there like a stately gentleman waiting for his ride. So then the ride came. He went to the Ratha Yatra site. He got on Lady Subhadra's cart, and the first words that came out of his mouth, Jagannath. He said, Jagannatha Shami, Nayanavadagami Bhavatume. May Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, Lord Jagannath, Lord of the universe, please come to my vision. So he gave the most wonderful lecture explaining, Rasoham Mapsukonteya, how Krishna says, I am the taste of the water. He said, every day you are drinking water, once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. Every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, immediately become Krishna conscious. So whatever you're experiencing in the material world, it's just part of Krishna's energy. So if that energy is so attractive, just imagine how attractive the source of the energy is. So now Guru Mataji has come. Okay, very good. Yep. Let's give some questions now to the Mata.
Nowadays, it's an election time in India. We are very much aware of that, politics. How much is it justified for a devotee to vote as social responsibility, as some devotees are opposing election as they are aspiring to establish Devi Varna Ashram? We are not against electing one politician, but a politician has to be a devotee, and we can vote for that politician. Otherwise, getting another, what is that called, ass, cow, or camel on the seat there, it's not beneficial for anybody. So we have to get somebody who is really knowledgeable about the Vaishnavism. Is that okay? So then we can vote. We can all go out and vote for such a devotee politician to change the face of the earth. But we hear that in India, Modi is a little bit devotee. So it is not... So... I think it may help, but one person cannot do anything. So we all have to become Vaishnava politicians from the ISKCON temple and take over the government. That's how we can spread more of Krishna consciousness throughout the world.
How can I make my grihastha life successful? You have to become a pure devotee. That's fine. That's all. Simple thing. You become a pure devotee like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you see. You have to pray for pure devotional service. I'm serious. You should, every householder should become a pure devotee. A pure devotee, it means strictly follow the principles. Sex is only for procreation, not for recreation. Once in a month, after 50 rounds of japa, have a Mangal Arati every day, have Bhagavatam class for the whole family. In this way, if you make Krishna the center of your home, that home will actually be in the spiritual world. You shouldn't be living in Pune. You should be living in the spiritual world. Your home should be a manifestation of the spiritual world. Next.
I'm seeing in my life, when I serve more, sometimes, whole day, I do service. I'm seeing when I do for long time service, I'm seeing I am going to the mode of ignorance. Please guide me. Devotion, that means when you are doing the service, you are not even in the mode of goodness. You are already. So one has to do at least in the mode of goodness and remembering that we are doing this service for Krishna, not for my sense gratification. As soon as you think that it is on the sense gratificatory platform, then you will definitely go under the mode of ignorance. So please at least do in the mode of goodness. And remember that Krishna is the controller of this service. Because when we chant what we are begging, we are asking for, please engage me in service. And so we should render loving service, not just mode of passion or in. Okay?
Okay. Bhaktivinoda Thakura mentions that troubles that are encountered in service are the source of happiness. How to understand? Well, Lord Chaitanya is actually in great anxiety to see the suffering souls of this world. He's in very great, it's tearing his heart apart actually. He's in great anxiety about it. So if you will also take that anxiety upon yourself that I cannot stand to see these people caught up in sense gratification, they're suffering like anything, they're going on the animal kingdom in the next birth. If you can feel compassion and feel anxiety and disturbed about their situation, that means you're helping, you're shouldering part of Lord Chaitanya's burden. You're helping him with that burden. And when you do that, he bestows unlimited mercy upon you. So you don't believe me? Try it. Just try to feel compassion for the suffering people of this world and see what it does for your consciousness. Hare Krishna. Next.
Whose question is this? We see that Prabhupada taught that Matajis wear sari and cover their head, but we don't see this happening in upcoming generation, not proper training. That's the first thing, not proper training. Because Prabhupada never liked Punjabis, especially. And for some reason, all the Matajis like to wear Punjabis. But as for us, we are exactly following Srila Prabhupada. We and Prabhuji always, we train them that this is Prabhupada's desire and all the Matajis should be wearing. At least to, when they come to the temple, they should wear a sari and cover their head. Just like one is sitting here.
You heard it from the authority, ladies.
So there should be a one Mataji authority who are doing the what is that called? Bhakti Vriksha group or counseling. They should train all the Matajis that they should wear a sari to please Prabhupada. We want to please the Bhagavad Srila Prabhupada.
Let's see, how could we accomplish reading Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam with purports for 10 to 20 times in our life? It's very simple. You just figure out an average lifespan and divide it up. simple thing. If you live, you're going to live for 80 years and you want to read it 20 times, that means, you can do the math. Simple thing. You just got to do the math and plug yourself in. You say, "This is I'm going to do this." That's all. You have to be determined and carry it out. and read CC and Chaitanya Charitamrita, the book, then in life we got so many other responsibilities. Well, you have to learn how to prioritize reading Prabhupada's books. They are the basis of our Krishna consciousness. You may be very busy doing this and that, this and that, this and that, this and that. But if your foundation is not there, you're just, it's shrama evahi kevalam, a useless labor, all of your activities. So you have to be well grounded in these teachings. You have to understand them, you have to implement them, you have to spread them. You have to be a living manifestation of what's in Prabhupada's books. If you don't read them, how you can do that? Just like, for example, many of you here I can see are not reading the books. I'm very disappointed. Every Mangalarti, Prabhupada says, this is what we should sing after Hare Krishna. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shimadu Sudan. But you were going, Hari Haraye Nama Krishna. You're adding Hari. That's not what Prabhupada said. That means you brahmacharis are not reading the books. How do we expect the householders, even the brahmacharis, are not reading the books? The Hari is something that's added for in a bhajan, but it's not in what Prabhupada said we should chant in the Mangalarti and after Hare Krishna. It's very clearly stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, after chanting Hare Krishna in the Kirtan, you chant Haraye Nama Krishna. The first word is Haraye, not Hari. That is a concoction. And I hear it every time I come here. I feel like walking out of the Kirtan, but I'm leading it. What can I do? Don't sing Hari before Haraye. If you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita, how many have read the Chaitanya Charitamrita? If you read in the book where Prabhupada says Haraye, yeah, he knows, this brahmachari knows, get on their case. Train them up until they stop this adding Hari in the beginning. It's Haraye Nama Krishna. Tomorrow morning at Mangalarti, I'm going to be listening. Anybody who says, I'm going to bring my cane. Anybody who says Hari, you're going to get the cane. Well, at least figuratively. Okay, David, your turn.
Is it okay if I gradually reduce my night rest less than 6 hours and reduce eating, skipping dinner fully, and increase my seva and sadhana time with no day sleep? It is okay if you can maintain, keep up. It's not that you reduce it and you are not able to maintain it. If you can maintain it, it would be wonderful. So whoever's question is this, that is it. So we have to maintain that. Not like a yo-yo going up and down and up and down, but become steady like a turtle. Okay? Questions are finished.
When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, he gave Krishna prema to everyone he met, and those who got it, they gave it to others. But now it seems we are chanting, but there is not much effect. Do you think Srila Prabhupada is any less potent than Lord Chaitanya? Do you think Prabhupada's books are any less... How many of you think that Prabhupada's books are anything less potent than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You just have to learn how to connect, that's all. If you give up your attachments to material sense gratification, say, okay, Krishna, from now on, I simply want to be your pure devotee. Please bless me, my dear Lord, with pure devotional service. If you have that intensity of desire, you will experience pure devotional service. So you simply have to crank up the fire of desire within your heart, and then you can get that same mercy they got during Gaura Lila. The same mercy is right here in ISKCON Lila. It is there in Gaura Lila. You simply have to be intense in your desire to get it. That's all. Bus. Next.
Okay. How does one know that he is choosing the proper guru? Does Paramatma has any role in this? Of course, Paramatma has a role in all the actions that you perform. Yes, he is the ultimate sanctioner. But it depends on your desire. You want a guru who is light, you can get that too. If you want a guru who is very dangerous, like this Prabhu, he is announced to that he's a
no beards, no mustaches.
No beards, dangerous no mustache. He's a very dear. No illicit sex within the married life.
There is, no, householders can't mess around. My disciples are not allowed to mess around.
So, it depends what your desires are. You can be lenient on that sex side, where the, some gurus allow sex within the marriage, it's okay. But that is not Prabhupada's teachings. Prabhupada's teachings is no illicit sex, sex within the grahastha ashram also. That is called grahastha, otherwise it is grihamedi. If anybody, it is allowed on the basis of that if one wants a child. And that have they have to take the permission of the spiritual master. If one is able to do all these things, think, plan it well. Plan it well so that you can choose, make a right choice and a Paramatma will help you. Okay?
Okay.
Whoever specializes this, please take the note.
How can we become attached to our spiritual master? Can you explain in detail? Well, I can tell you how I became attached to my spiritual master. I heard the beginning, before I was serious about Krishna consciousness, I had the opportunity to go and meet Prabhupada. I didn't want to go because I was too puffed up. Once I became humble and I realized that I must become totally sold out servant of the Supreme Being, and then I heard about Prabhupada, then I was very, very eager to become his disciple, actually. Very, very eager to become his disciple. You have to have that, you have to understand what is the connection with the spiritual master. There's two presences of the spiritual master, Vani and Vapu, his teachings and his physical presence. You have to understand the spiritual master's Vani, or his vibrational presence, is more powerful than his personal physical presence, Vapu. So you have to learn how to connect within your heart with your spiritual master, being totally sold out to him as his eternal servant, that my dear Guru Maharaj, please use me as your instrument. Please take me in your hands and use me as your instrument for spreading Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. If you will place yourself within your own prayers and your meditations in that way, then you become very tightly packed up with your spiritual master and you will never ever leave him for all of eternity. Next.
Why Nitya Siddhas cannot become conditioned soul like us? Nitya Siddhas? Yes, they cannot become. Nitya Siddhas also can come down from the spiritual world. We have been all in the spiritual world, but we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna, so we are here. Get our little kingdom, little household around it, and then little praja, and we want to enjoy, we gratify, but we can become Nitya Siddhas again by taking seriously to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise there was no reason for Krishna to give us Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and all that. So we can, Nitya Siddhas. There are 2-3 questions on this.
Do another one, go ahead.
Huh?
You do another one now if you want.
Why all living entities which are created, not Nitya Siddhas? They are all Nitya Siddhas. Only when we, as soon as we try to gratify our senses, then we become conditioned under the modes of material nature. Otherwise we are all Nitya Siddhas. If we are not Nitya Siddhas, how we will become Nitya Siddhas? So we have to go beyond the modes of nature and we will be Nitya Siddhas. Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar Devotion, living entities in Vaikuntha can go to Mathura Vrindavan in the spiritual world. From reverential relationship, he can go to more and more intimate relationship. So my question then, can living entity be elevated to the position of Nanda Maharaj? If you can develop, you can be servant of Nanda Maharaj and you can be elevated there. There is no impediments, but you have to become a Nitya Siddha right in this material world before you can enter into any place. Give up all your sense gratificatory activities. Okay? There is no impediment. Krishna can have unlimited relationship like that. This was exhibited in Dwarka. All the queens, they wanted 16,108. They were all the queens of Krishna. So they could have a Krishna to themselves. So Krishna has no limitation. He can be equally present to everybody. But we have to qualify for it. Okay? Whose questions are these? Want to become like Nanda Maharaj? Whose question? Please, work hard in service of Krishna and the devotees.
Okay, next. How to avoid Vaishnava aparad as it chokes up our progress in devotion? Actually, it's quite easy. Instead of thinking how to avoid Vaishnava aparad, just think, how can I love the devotees, you see? If you love someone, there's no question of aparad. If you're trying to avoid association because you think it's contaminated, you're already committing offenses. And you have to understand, the greatest blessing I can ever achieve in millions and billions of births is to have the association of even one Vaishnava. It's the greatest blessing. What to speak of over 1,000 Vaishnavas here in this room. I mean, even one Vaishnava's association is the greatest, is greater benediction than receiving all the opulences of the demigods in heaven. You have to understand, you see. Krishna says, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So just learn how to be the devotee of the devotees. That's when Krishna becomes your personal property. When you cherish and relish devotee sangha is the greatest blessing you have had in millions and billions of lifetimes. Krishna becomes your sold out servant when you come to that mood. In the second side, he says, how to develop purity easily by that mood of worshipping the Vaishnavas. That's how you do it. Next.
I fail to remain attentive in chanting, reading, or hearing. Please help. The key to chanting, hearing, and reading, Prabhupada said, sit straight. Not here and there. So then your mind will wander and you will fall asleep if you are not sitting straight. I can see some of them are nodding out. Maybe they are not attentive so that they cannot relish the Bhagavatam. So they are going like this. So Prabhupada said, sit straight and breathe deeply. Then you can be able to chant, focus. Chanting is that you can chant enough, loud enough that you must focus on the holy name. Hear and chant.
How can we preach in villages to people who are not into, not literate, basically, what he's saying, people who can't read? It's very simple. Sankirtan, congregational chanting, and prasadam. That's how you can reach the illiterate people. I'll give them tons of prasadam and tons of harinam, and they'll all join your movement, guaranteed. Next.
How to be more Brahminical in our lifestyle as brahmacharis? Kindly suggest the benefit of chanting and doing sadhana before Mangalati. If you are Brahminical in your lifestyle, means cleanliness, Brahminical means cleanliness, sleeping on time and taking care of everything. Cleanliness is very, very important in Brahminical life. So benefit of chanting is in the early hours of the morning, that is Brahma Muhurta, is the best time. So when you are clean, your mind will be perfect and clean, so you are able to wake up early in the morning and you can chant also your japa in the, before Mangalarti. So Brahminical lifestyle is very, very important. Not only for brahmacharis, for grahasthas more.
Okay? Next. How to chant pure holy name when there's so many anarthas within us? How long it takes to utter the pure holy name? Well, how soon would you like to become a pure devotee? In a million lifetimes? How about right now? See, the name of Krishna is so powerful that if uttered purely, even one time, that will bring you to the highest perfectional stage of Krishna Prema. That's how powerful it is. So it can take 1 second or it can take millions of lifetimes. It depends on your intensity of desire. So you have to increase the intensity of desire within your heart that I must now become Krishna's pure devotee. That's all I need. I don't need any material attachments. I don't need anything at all except pure devotional service. That's the only thing I require from now on for all of eternity. If you will chant in that mood, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You will achieve pure love of God very quickly. So chant in that mood and always keep that mood, and you'll be absolutely amazed at what happens to your consciousness, how the whole world around you becomes spiritualized, by your vision of it becomes spiritualized. Next.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that troubles that are encountered in service are the sources of happiness. How to understand? It depends on what service. First thing, what service? But if you are doing in service of Krishna, then definitely, just like a mother who is raising a kid, it's not a trouble for her to raise the kid with love. So any trouble encountered in loving service to Krishna definitely becomes a source of happiness.
They're asking here how to choose a guru, because we're in a conditioned consciousness. Am I choosing a guru based on his desires? But your desires are in the modes of nature. So that the best criterion for, actually the only really criterion we should have for choosing a spiritual master is in taking a shot of which guru will best facilitate my coming to pure devotional service as soon as possible. That should be your decision. Which guru will give me the best facility for coming to pure devotional service as soon as possible? Who inspires me the most? Who will guide me the most? Etc. Next.
Says that we have, not Prabhupada only, Bhagavatam also, Bhagavad Gita also, we have to choose the guru in the disciplic succession. And disciplic succession means one who instructs and guides the students according to the previous acharyas.
Okay, next. Srila Jiva Goswami says in the Satsandarbha that living entities do not have free will, but has condition which even in the spiritual world, could you please elaborate on this? This is a misunderstanding. That no one has any free will. It's a complete misunderstanding of Sanatana Goswami's the Satsandarbha, Jiva Goswami's Satsandarbha, that there's no free will of the living entities. That's, you misunderstood. Every living entity, Prabhupada has confirmed again and again, we have free will to love Krishna or to leave Krishna. Next.
How can I increase the intensity of desire to come to Krishna and serve Him? Just take the instructions given by the devotees. If you are a new bhakta, just follow the instructions of your authorities and you can, without any hesitation, take the instruction and guidance of your authorities, and you can come to Krishna and serve Him.
If we were Nitya Siddhas, then how we wanted to enjoy separately from Krishna? In other words, how did the Nitya Siddha become Nitya Buddha? The thing is that Krishna wants loving relationships, and love cannot be forced. I put a gun on your head and say, love me or I blow your brains out. You can't love me very easily. So Krishna gives a facility. I give you my love, and I give you the choice whether you reciprocate with it or not. And you choose on your own volition to reciprocate Krishna's love, then there's a real loving relationship. So Krishna gives every living entity that free choice. So what are the odds of some living entity misusing that choice? The one over infinity, right? Be the smallest possible number in existence, which is one divided by infinity. That's the odds of somebody misusing their independence. But how many living entities are there? There's an infinite number. So one divided by infinity times infinity equals infinity. So now we have an infinite number of living entities that have fallen down, and we've just proven it by mathematics. Next.
What is better, chanting alone before Mangalarti, 4:30 a.m., or chanting with devotees after the Mangalarti? It depends on what services if you have. If you have a service on the altar and you won't find the time to chant, then it's better to finish your japa before Mangalarti. And if you don't have any services, it's good to be chanting along with the devotees.
Okay. I'm not able to go above anartha nivritti. Wow, you've actually achieved it? Wow, we offer you arati. Here's somebody who's actually achieved anartha nivritti. We should sit at his feet and learn how he got there, you see. I can tell you, my devotee, if you actually got anartha nivritti, you will easily progress from that point. If you're not progressing past your so-called anartha nivritti, it means you haven't achieved anartha nivritti yet. Here's how the process works. It's like we, every year, Guru Mataji and I, we preach in Santiago, Chile, and Mendoza, Argentina. Now, between those two cities are the huge Andes Mountains. These are snow-capped mountains, humongous mountains. So, of course, we take the plane and hop over. But if you took a bicycle to go over, some people, adventurous bike hikers may do that. Take the bike up the mountain and go down. Now, going up, very difficult work, you see. Once you get to the top, you just glide all the way down to Mendoza. Yeah, you just glide all the way down to Mendoza. So actually, once you get to anartha nivritti, which is up, you see, struggling, controlling the senses, controlling the mind, controlling the anger, giving up lust, giving up anger, learning how to love the Vaishnavas, fighting with the damn senses, struggling. Anartha nivritti means, boom, now your anarthas are almost completely finished, and from here on just glide into pure bhakti. So you haven't got to anartha nivritti, that's the point. If you had, your progress to prema would come automatically. Next.
Till the end of the life, there are so many boulders along the path to get to the top of the mountain. So be careful. One of the boulders roll down, you are down again into the whole ocean. There are so many boulders going up. Then that is what? Sense gratification. The senses are very impetuous. They carry. It is seen that sometimes in a grahastha ashram, one of the two couples is not devotee, and if they have children, but in yesterday's class you said that if wife is devotee and husband is not a devotee, and if husband wants a child, then wife should tell husband to become a devotee. If this stand is by wife, then there may be a quarrel between them and the guru. end to ever end up in divorce.
How much?
Yes.
How much longer we should go? We're 5 minutes over time.
Yeah, we should end this with the last one. Yeah.
5 more minutes, okay.
So the idea is not that you do ask the husband. First you become fixed up devotee yourself by your own becoming a devotee. You're becoming a devotee. Krishna will help you and he will help, and because as a Paramatma, he is also sitting in the heart of the husband. So he can guide. It is your own desire how much you want to become and become a fixed up devotee for Krishna. Krishna helps. He knows more than you do and he can help in all circumstances.
When you come, we become very enlivened, Maharaj, but we feel separation when you leave us. Kindly give us more of your association. There's two presences of the spiritual master, Vani and Vapu. The Vani is the most important. Vapu can be here, be somewhere else, but Vani is always there. So if you find that the association of the spiritual master or a senior Vaishnava is very inspiring and enlivening for you, the secret of having his association at every minute is to take his instructions as your very life and soul, embrace him as your very life and soul, because by doing so, he'll be living in your heart at every minute. You see, just like Prabhupada was our dearmost well-wisher, but he left in 1977. That's many decades ago. But yet we are feeling even stronger Prabhupada's association than we did when he is physically present. You have to take the instructions of the spiritual master as your very life and soul, embrace them tightly, and then he will be packed up tightly within your heart and you'll never be bereft of his association. Actually, you'll feel you're becoming closer and closer to him with every passing day. Next.
To my previous question, whoever had asked this question, I can go more into detail about the husband and wife becoming a devotee and having a child. Please meet me after the class. I understand that doing austerity in Krishna consciousness for increasing our seva and sadhana is very good, but fear of losing health comes. Give direction. Mind you, keep it this in mind, whether you engage in devotional service or not, your health is not going to remain. Body is destined to fade and die. So whatever time you have, healthy time, engage it in service of Krishna, because that is beneficial, eternally beneficial for you. So don't think about too much about the body. Whatever you're going to do, whether you're going to be materialistic person or devotee, the body is not going to last with you all the time. So instead of taking too much and thinking about too much about the maintenance of the body, please engage in the service of Krishna so you can get some benefit. And even if you have to take another birth, you will revive your Krishna consciousness, but material activity is not. Nor your body is going to live with you all the time. Keep this in mind. Don't be in illusion that you will do exercise, yoga, this, that. The body will never be facilitating you. Please. Okay? That's
it. Hare Krishna. It's observed that out of all my anartas, lust and false ego are present in abundance. These anartas really burn my heart. Please suggest me how to overcome these anartas. Lust is a very heavy one, you see. By lust and desire, we've been caught up in this material world, birth after birth after birth after birth. Even as a hog, you were lusty after the female hog. Can you imagine? Can you imagine lusting after a female hog? But we did it. So your lust after a female human is the same caliber as a male pig lusting after a female pig. This you must understand. So do you want to be in a hog mentality? Or do you want to be in a liberated mentality? It's your choice. You see? But sex is so enjoyable. How can I give it up? One may think. But the fact is, when you embrace Krishna consciousness,
the pleasure of Krishna's name is better than having sex with 10 million virgin girls. It'd be just a little graphic. Better than sex with 10 million virgin girls, one pure utterance of Krishna is more relishable. So why are you lusty after sex life? What kind of stupidity is that? You're just cheating yourself. You're just cutting your own throat by lusting after women, or women lusting after men, or men lusting after men, or women lusting after women. You see? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. You see, many people have come to our movement because of lust. They went away. They couldn't handle it. Thing is, this is more pleasurable than sex. You have to understand. Sex is the greatest material pleasure. But it's nothing compared to the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. So if you're lusty, it means you're not tasting Krishna consciousness. You have to see, what is wrong with my japa? What is wrong with how I'm associating? What is wrong with my service attitude? That's why you're not relishing it greater than sex. You see, how somebody can be a brahmacharya and a sannyasi, or a regulated grihastha who's actually following Prabhupada's instructions, not to have sex with his wife except for procreation once in a month after 50 rounds of japa. How you can do that and do that for decades and be in a state of ecstasy because you're getting a taste from Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So get that taste and let's turn the whole world onto that taste. This will be the greatest spiritual revolution that we've seen on this planet for thousands and thousands of years. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Guru Premanandi. You want to announce it? Go ahead, you announce it. So my disciples have my book, Truth Works, here. By the way, truth does work. And this book is called Truth Works. And now you can announce it.
Bharika. Hare Krishna. Aiyye sabse pehle hum Sankarshan Das Adhikari Prabhu aur His Grace Vishnu Priya Mataji ko dhanyavaad denge teen baar Hari Bol bolkar. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Jaise Prabhu ji ne abhi bataya ki inhone likhi hui kitab bahar stall lagaya hai. Aap iska laabh utha sakte hai. Kal bhi, kal 21 tarikh hai, somwar ke din Prabhu ji subah NVCC में श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास देंगे. कुछ अनाउंसमेंट, मराठी भागवतम क्लास 11:30 बजे इस ग्रे शिक्षाष्टकम प्रभु द्वारा. और कृष्ण रसायन जो है, कृष्ण रसायन आज का इस ग्रे राधेश्याम प्रभु द्वारा इंग्लिश में.
वन अनाउंसमेंट, दैट पर्सन हु इज फीलिंग सेपरेशन, यू कैन गो टू livelectures.net एंड वी हैव आवर लाइव लेक्चर्स लाइव ऑन द इंटरनेट. लेट्स गो अहेड.
राधेश्याम प्रभु द्वारा दिए जाने वाला कृष्ण रसायन कार्यक्रम आज 11 से 1 इंग्लिश में होगा. और आज का जो टॉपिक है कृष्ण लीला के ऊपर, बिवेल्डरमेंट और बेनिडिक्शन. हिंदी में कृष्ण रसायन शाम को 6 से 8 बजे तक होगा. और आज का टॉपिक है अम्बरीश महाराज का चरित्र. उसके बाद छोटा सा स्किट भी होने वाला है. 30 तारीख को मंगलवार के दिन एकादशी का फास्टिंग है. और प्राणा का समय 1 तारीख को बुधवार के दिन 6:45 से लेके 10:30 तक है. आज रथ यात्रा वड़गांव शेरी में आयोजित की गई है. ये रथ यात्रा के लिए हिजुलनेस लोकनाथ स्वामी महाराज आने वाले हैं. ये रथ यात्रा वड़गांव शेरी में दोपहर को 2 बजे शुरू होगी और सिंबायसिस कॉलेज में शाम को 7 से 8:30 वहाँ कीर्तन, प्रवचन और प्रसाद सभी के लिए है. 7 और कुछ महत्वपूर्ण अनाउंसमेंट और एक है कि स्पेशल श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लासेस ये 4 और 5 तारीख को होने वाला है. 4 तारीख को शनिवार है. हिज ग्रेस गुड़ाकेश प्रभु ये श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास देंगे. 5 तारीख को रविवार है. अगले रविवार को हिज ग्रेस संकर्षण प्रभु, श्रील प्रभुपाद जी के डिसाइपल है मायापुर के, ये श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास देने वाले है. ये अनाउंसमेंट स्पिरिचुअल टैलेंट सर्च कॉन्टेस्ट की ओर से है. अगला बूथ भगवद गीता चैप्टर 4, ओरिएंटेशन आज समय 10 बजे वेन्यू कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल BMS फ्लोर के ऊपर. रजिस्ट्रेशन टेंपल के बाहर आप कर सकते हो. हरे कृष्णा.
प्रभु जी का जो पुस्तक है ट्रुथ वर्क्स, ये मंदिर के बाहर जहां पर बुक स्टॉल है वहां पर उपलब्ध है.
आप इसको ले सकते हैं, प्रभु जी यहाँ पर कुछ देर के लिए हैं, वो इसके ऊपर हस्ताक्षर भी देंगे, ऑटोग्राफ भी देंगे, तो आप उसको लेकर के प्रभु जी के पास लेकर आ सकते हैं। हरे कृष्ण।